Hello and welcome to episode 469 of How About This?
So I reckon 469.
The goose drank wine.
Oh, I reckon that's 369. So I reckon 469 is like the crow drank wine.
Oh. Maybe the goose woke up with a hangover.
Yeah.
And was unhappy.
So we just got to find out new birds for all of the 69s.
Yeah.
369 is locked in. The goose drank wine, 369.
It's a goose, so it's a goose.
But is it a goose as in a bird, or is it like, oh, you goose?
Yeah, a bit of both.
You're a goose because you drank the wine.
Yeah. So what's another follyful bird?
Dodo.
469, the dodo drank
wine. Ever referred to someone as a dodo? I guess it's not unheard of.
Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an old-timey insult.
Yeah, if I really want to go
after
you.
Get out of here, dodo.
Yeah, if I really want to go after you, I'm not like, hey, dodo.
Yeah.
You fucking dodo.
Well, if you use that voice, you're not really going after anyone, are you? That's so friendly, that voice.
Ah, yeah. Oh, sorry.
That's
endearing. A friendly guy.
What about this? That's endearing all around.
Come here, dodo.
Hey, dodo.
Fuck off, dodo.
It's got that sound. Dodo.
Yeah.
Dodo.
I think we could bring it back.
We could bring it.
Yeah.
Fuck off, you dodo.
What a bloody dodo.
What a pack of dodos.
Yeah. I mean, that's that
a pack
that
of
tracks.
Dodos. Yeah.
Pack of dodos. That feels right. So it's not an individual insult.
Is it a Dutch of dodos?
Collective
noun for dodos.
I can't imagine it's a Dutch.
Fingers are already
an extinct of dodos.
Maybe a clutch.
A clutch of dodos. Ooh.
A brevity. Because you can just say anything and it sounds it sounds right.
Yeah.
An amalgamation of dodos. Yes.
A group of dodos.
A white wall of dodo. A tsunami of dodos. A flannelette of dodos.
A lemmings of dodos.
There's endless possibilities.
It is. Anything is anything.
Say a word. A word of dodos.
It's a dearth of dodos.
It's a dearth of dodos.
Because there's no dodos anymore.
It's a lack of lack of dodos.
Dearth, that's what the dearth is, isn't it? Or have I got that completely
wrong? I feel
like
it's when there's not many of something.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But then I was like, is that everything? A dearth. There's too many of those things. Now I'm confused. That's such a simple word. I should know that.
A wealth, a dearth, a girth.
They all track.
A waddle of dodos?
I mean, hey.
A ladle of dippers, a waddle of dodos. I think a dearth is a joke.
Right.
Extinction it was of like white.
A bunch of dodos like us just coming up with words and things.
They're hilarious.
A trip of dolaterals.
So it's a waddle? Is that the
look, here are the ones that are listed on the collective nouns, NZ Birds collective noun website.
Oh,
NZ Birds? New Zealand?
New Zealand care about birds.
NZBirds.com. Under the D section of collective noun for birds.
I feel like they run their bird of the year competition in New Zealand.
Oh, do they?
They're pretty passionate about birds.
There are over 15 collective nouns for doves.
For doves?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's not very
But
peaceful.
The dodos here have 5. A dearth, an extinction, an extinctitude, a waddle, or an extinction of white, in brackets, white dodos. So extinction is 3 of the 5.
But that's joking. That's a joke.
Yeah, it's got to be a joke. There's got to be an official.
Waddle.
Is there?
Yeah.
Is it just kind of whatever people decide it is? Is there an official?
Because no one's
seen them. No one's calling it.
You've got to look at it and you've got to go, that's a waddle.
Hmm. Well, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
A disappointment
as well.
Of dodos. There.
Maybe that's what it should
lock
be.
It in. Yeah. Add that to
someone's
the list.
Googled who killed the last dodo bird as if someone's going to know. Yeah. It was me.
Elon Musk. He recloned one
and he ate it.
He ate it. But he didn't like the taste, so he spat it out.
Yeah.
Classic Musk.
The problem was it was still alive when he ate it. That's why.
That's the best way to eat a dodo.
Just go and take a bite out of it.
Several websites seem to think an extinction of dodos is the correct.
So everyone's in on the joke.
Yeah.
What a bunch of dodos. I think it's a bunch.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of dodos.
But I think just based on this conversation, I think we can probably lock in 469, the dodo drank wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's do it. Who's going to argue with us?
Everyone, but fuck them.
No, we got in first.
Yep.
True.
No one had the foresight to lock in new birds for new 6-9s.
Now, it was brought to my attention before.
We've got 100 episodes to come up with what the bird is for 569, guys.
Yeah. 569.
It was brought to my attention before this podcast that I forgot to put the Paul Kelly song in, so it was just us and awkward silence in last episode of the thing.
People thought that Paul Kelly was going through his John Cage era.
Yeah. just silence. Look, go listen to the fucking song. It's not that hard. Go open Spotify, open your Apple Music.
Oh, hey.
Go type in Paul Kelly.
Hey.
You get taken to the wrong Paul Kelly, and that's where the song is. It's not under Paul Kelly on Apple Music. It's under some other Paul Kelly on Apple Music.
Mystery Paul Kelly. Yeah. There's a story there.
Just type in Anti-Hero. You'll see Paul Kelly's name turn up. It's great. Listen to it. I'm sorry. I was preparing for my show that was opening the next day, and I had to upload the podcast, and I just forgot, okay? I forgot. And I was trying to get everything all right for my show.
You're spiraling.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, Jase, how was the show?
It's fucking great. It went well.
Though I did call you to ask how it went, and you said it was great considering I had the whole show in my head.
Yeah. I hadn't rehearsed a single bit of it.
Yeah.
I'd rehearsed the stories. I talked about it.
Don't get stale.
I'd done a part of it. I knew that the stories were
in a fun uncle kind of way.
And I knew that the bits worked because I'd worked it when I was in Adelaide with Liam. We'd sat down and talked through bits, and I'd done extensive writing for the show and stuff like that. But I hadn't stood up in front of one person and done it.
Yeah.
And as a result, I had to cut about a quarter of the show or a third of the show on the fly.
Good problems.
I had way too much prepared.
Like
there were two whole bits that I didn't even get to.
That's what
the audience have never seen that I could do down the track.
Got them in the back pocket.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
So I've got to tuck the edges in a little bit just to get it. It ran fine. And the arc of the show, I cut stuff that were callbacks and stuff essentially.
Mm.
So I got all my stories out and it went really well. Audience had a good time, left with smiles on their faces.
Excellent.
Feedback's been great. Come down. In fact, if you are listening to this, today is Good Friday. This podcast will come out on Good Friday.
Woo!
It's Easter long weekend. Traditionally a terrible time for comedy festival shows.
It's Easter weekend coinciding with opening weekend. I guess it's a tricky one.
Well, we were doing Murder Village last night and there was an exorcist out of town and we had one of the lowest audiences we've ever had for Murder Village.
Yes.
Which sells out.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you said exorcist. Have they all got to see the exorcist?
Sorry, I may have.
No, I think you said exorcist. I just heard exorcist.
So we had subsequently one of the lowest audiences we've ever had. Great show, good audience, but people were leaving town. They want to get out for the long weekend. Yeah. So as a result of that, my bookings for the next three shows, I've only got three shows left I do every Monday night, are looking awful.
Yeah, sure.
Quite frankly, awful.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about it, if you're out there, you're an artist pass, you want to come down Monday night, Easter Monday night, come down.
What time of the
enjoy
day?
Enjoy the show. It's 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
It's an early show.
That's a show that I could go see.
You've got no excuse.
And I'll be home in bed at my normal time.
Yeah.
And he'll be thinking about me doing the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's at a perfect time for you to see it, which just means you're going to feel real
guilty
bad
when
you don't actually see it.
Oh, yeah.
You're already...
I have no intention of
saying
it.
You're already banking some excuses.
Oh, yeah.
I was on my way. Oh,
mental health, guys.
Yeah.
Mental health.
My show will turn your mental health around. That's how good it is.
My mental health is awesome at the moment. What are you saying?
We're going to turn it around.
I'm a 360 though?
Yeah, full 360.
Because
you've got to see the darkness to see the light.
Yeah.
It's one of the cruelest...
I'll kill you all!
It's one of the cruelest maths jokes that turning around 360 is facing the same way.
Yeah.
Because when you feel like you've done a full 360.
Yeah.
You feel like that means... something different, don't you? Like a lot of people get tricked on I've done a full 360 on that one. They feel like they've done a 180.
Yeah.
And
but sometimes you can, I mean, a 180 is changing your mind. I think a 360 is like, the magic was in me all along.
Yeah,
I
you're
went
different.
On this journey
you're
and I came around to the same point and realized that,
home
is where
I
the
feel
heart
like what
is,
the or... problem is when you do a 180, it feels like you've only half done something. Whereas people want to say they've done a full 360 because they're fully going in the other direction is what they're trying to say. I was heading this way. I'm fully going the exact opposite direction now.
Yeah.
And so saying I've done a full 360 feels like that's
what you're
saying.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I've done a full 360. But actually, it's... when people think about circles, they're like, well, that isn't what you're trying to say.
Mm.
But you're saying I've done a 180 doesn't feel as definitive.
You got to do a 540.
I've done a total 540.
Done a 540.
I've done a 1080.
And I think if...
No, 1080 is 360.
Same dirt channel.
Yeah, I don't know what the next one is.
If people were being honest, they probably do more often than not do a 540. because they do it. They come around. They, first of all, they're like, they think this thing, back. And then they're like, oh, I don't think that. And then they're like, no, I do think that. And they're like, oh, actually, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not. Yeah, that's the main logic journey that people go on.
So they're not doing 180s. They're doing 540.
I reckon they're mostly doing 540.
We're kicking goals today.
Yeah, we really are.
I've got to bring the mood down with some sad news.
Oh. Jesus died.
And for our sins.
Yes. Yeah.
But that was a good thing because we didn't have to die.
That's true. And Hocus Buns.
Yeah.
This is the one day of the year, but Jason can't be mad. Hot cross buns in the stores.
Look, hot cross buns, now that they sell hot cross buns all year round, I don't care.
Yeah, sure.
They just take the cross off, don't they?
No.
Oh, the cross is off.
No, they just sell hot cross buns.
Yeah. I didn't care. I was like, I just didn't like the creep.
Yeah.
Either sell them all year or don't do the creep.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm fine with it.
You've got sad news. That's not Jesus related.
Hot cross bun peace.
All right. My air fryer's dying.
Not the air fryer.
The air fryer's dying.
That's not sad news. That's an opportunity.
That's an opportunity for an upgrade.
No, I love my air fryer. It's massive. Ridiculous. It's like looks like a spaceship.
Mm.
What brand is it?
It's like Highlander or some weird ass brand. My mum gave it to me. Highlander. I don't know where she got it.
So you can't get another one because there can be only one.
Chop the head off it.
Oh, you bought the wrong brand.
Oh, no.
You really backed yourself into a corner.
This clearly wasn't the one. I'm going to go find the...
Oh, so what's this? Crispin like it should?
No, it does.
As your one dies, another Highlander one's getting stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, I should have bought the Kurgan.
Yeah.
No, the McLeod.
Yeah.
I think I've got the Kurgan.
I think in your heart, you truly believe that the Kurgan was the real Highlander.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was. Yeah. That dude was badass. Better to burn out than to fade away, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the temperature thing doesn't set properly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, but I think I figured it out that I can
see. You have a knob or buttons?
They're buttons, but it's like, they're not like a digital thing. It's like, you know, those plastic over a little button. Like on washing machines.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they get a bit shitty. A
bit manky.
Yeah, and sometimes the clocks, the little digital timer steams up, so it's not internals. Well,
the internals are not insulated. But you could die.
Yeah.
There's a risk.
Surely they should have called it the Frylander. Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have.
What are they doing?
I think I figured out that if I get the temperature right at first, I can set it.
You shouldn't have
and
to.
Then do the. I can
you
do
shouldn't
the,
have to.
I can do one before the other, but once you do the one, you can't do the other. Right.
This is my advice to you. Spend some time mourning the air fryer that has served you so well.
Then go. Go to the good guys.
And then set it free and you just look at the rosy future that awaits you.
Well, I think Miria wants a new one as well. She's like,
I'll tell you what.
She showed me this
there's
thing.
There's all sorts of crazy air fryers out there.
Yeah.
Now.
There was one on at like Spotlight. They were having a one day sale and it was like this $500 one for $169.
You get one with two drawers, Carl.
This had two doors.
Oh.
And there was like a whole massive roast inside it. I'm like, this is just an oven.
Yeah.
And then I was looking at the reviews and half the people were like, 5 stars. This is amazing. I love it. And the other half were like, these doors don't line up properly. And I'm like, is that leaking heat or is there a fault in them? Or it's just an aesthetic thing because I don't care.
Yeah.
And anyway, we didn't get it. And I don't think the sale's on anymore. So
damn it.
More sad news.
But I tell you what, there's a dearth of amazing looking air fryers out there. Like there's air fryer porn now.
You mean
like
there's
a girth? A girth.
You dodo!
You're such a bloody dodo.
What a dodo. What did I mean to say? A dearth. A wealth is it.
A platoon.
A dearth of dodos, a wealth of air fryers.
Yes.
You can go. There's like proper Art Deco ones now. Like they've embraced them. Like we know this is a countertop item and we want your kitchen to look sexy.
You're more of the Art Deco, I reckon. If anyone's going to get an Art Deco air fryer, bloody JG Gear. What kind of, but I don't think you're an Art Deco. Are you an Art Deco air fryer man? Or you're a futuristic nouveau air fryer man?
I don't know. I mean, I had like a retro spaceship.
You're just a what gets the best bang for buck.
Can I put a chicken in it?
Yeah.
That's the measurement.
Space versus review, star ratings versus, what does choice.com say?
Oh, I haven't. I let my membership lapse.
What?
You don't have to. You're an adult. You can make a choice.
It's when I got it, the internet was in its, you know, nascent days or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, you can search that shit up now.
Yeah. And it was getting more. They just kept bumping the price. I'm like, dudes.
Did they?
And then there's stuff, the reviews.
We used your choice account for years.
Oh, everyone did. Yeah. I just gave it away willy-nilly because I'm like, I'm not getting a lot for what I'm paying for, but at least I can share it to anyone and everyone.
That was the only reason we're still friends.
10 to 20 people.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. How good is this coffee? That's a new bag.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is
Griffiths
nice.
Brothers.
I have a random fact.
Oh, yeah.
I will point out, look, the random fact site that I've used has been putting me through the ringer. Obviously, it stopped giving out my numbered random facts list.
Oh. Yes.
But it did provided random 25 facts, which is.
With a bit of a blurb after each.
And then. And then that disappeared as well.
Oh.
And now I've got the only list I can find is 60 interesting facts for the day, which is
good. Okay.
But it's just like, why can't I just settle? Mm. I fear change.
Yeah.
Facts list. And the facts list is just like, well, this is not the site for you. We're coming change
heavy. Did you get the email where the facts people were like, you need to take this, you need to shoulder this now. This is on you now. You've used enough of our lists.
Yeah.
We need to pass the mantle.
Or they're like, hey, Rick Brown, we've just realized that you've used 1,000 different emails to get free access to this website for a 7-day trial for the last 5 years.
It is just a free website. I mean, I haven't done anything. Done anything to anyone.
Maybe
ever.
The fax person.
That means you're the product, Dodo.
Yeah, that's right. here's a fact. The oldest recorded British joke dates back to the 10th century AD.
Wow.
Here it is.
All right.
Is it?
Not much has changed in the world.
Oh, it's poopy?
Next best thing. What hangs at a man's thigh and wants to poke a hole that it's often poked before?
The Bayeux Tapestry.
It's less of a joke, more of a riddle.
Is it a poop coming out of someone's butt?
No. What hangs at a man's thigh? Is that where your poop hangs?
A sword.
Yeah. What hangs at a man's thigh and wants to poke a hole that it's often poked before? I like that sword, but it's not a sword.
No, a penis.
It's not. you got it.
Yeah.
No. They're alluding to the fact that it's penis-like. That's the joke.
Yeah.
Because in your mind you're like, well, that sounds like a penis. But of course it isn't. It isn't. It's something else. And it's tough because it's back in the day, I think, you know, this would often hang at someone's thigh.
That's why I thought of a sword or a
but
dagger.
But now it still does. People definitely still have them hanging at the thigh, but less often.
Mm. Hanging at the thigh. Keys.
Oh, Carl McConnell's got it. He's just in his rumination.
That's what it is.
It's a key. That's the answer.
It goes into a hole. Yes, into a hole.
It wants to go into a hole that it's often poked before.
Right.
That's the oldest recorded British joke.
Wow.
It's a dick joke.
And it's and it's not so different to go from there to Benny Hill, is it? Like you can see the evolution of British humour in the fact that it hasn't evolved that much.
And it's a joke that we get. Like it's a joke that's not.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it could have been something about the Bayeux, you know, like Battle of Hastings, and it's something specific about the King Charles's, you know, dagger.
Or an object that just doesn't even
exist anymore. Yeah.
The answer is a flute knot.
Yeah! He's done it again.
Flute knots were huge in the 10th century.
Yeah, and looked exactly like cock and balls.
Yeah. Mm, most things did back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are you? Well, if you had to shape something like something, I'm surprised air fryers aren't shaped like cock and balls.
Oh, some of them are.
I'm sure they are.
Get yourself one.
All right.
You can get, if you got 3 air fryers, there are some you can get roundish and others that are tall.
Yeah.
You can like have a triple air fryer cock and ball.
Yeah. And you can do your meat and veggies. Meat and 2 veg.
So
there'll be a podcast in 1,000 years going, here is an air fryer joke.
It's the first recorded air fryer joke. It's a good one.
It's the only surviving air fryer joke.
Yeah.
All other air fryer jokes were purged. There's a real dearth of air fryer jokes now.
I know.
There can only be one.
Mm. There has been a shout out to all the Highlander fans. You've been waiting for some deep cut Highlander jokes.
Yeah.
No one's referencing that 80s classic anymore. Here we are.
I'm waiting for the reboot.
Yeah, this could
I mean,
be
it's, a, had a, it's had a TV, it a TV series, series and stuff like that, but that was a bit 80s and 90s as well.
Yeah.
And it had its share of like followers and hardcore fans, But it's gone 20 years now without any Highlandering.
Wow.
Or so.
And that movie was like the 80s.
They just remade Roadhouse, for fuck's sake.
I know, but it's Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm like, I can't be mad at that
it's
film.
It's Jake Gyllenhaal.
And Conor McGregor is
yeah,
in
I
it.
Watched Roadhouse. Yeah, I watched,
oh, you watched it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I'm not sure why they made that, but the...
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
The first film's terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why would you remake
it? Well, the first film's great for its campiness and its homoeroticism.
Yeah. And he's like, because he's like a dancer fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, the first film's great for many 80s types of levels. But why do you need to tell that story again now in 2024?
And it's the full 80s story, but with modern day violent sensibilities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
the fight
with John Wicks.
The final fight between Conor McGregor and Jake is
full on.
Yeah. It's not crazy crazy, but you are like, whoa.
But it's the John Wick people. It's something like that team. I don't know. There's a bunch of them now from
right, right.
And that makes
one
sense.
Of those people who's done that, I think.
But essentially, yes, a very dumb film. Yeah. Very dumb film. You're not missing anything.
I saw Ghostbusters.
Where did you see it?
I just saw it on I streamed it. Like, it's on Prime.
Is it?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
It was made for Prime.
No, I got it for free.
It was made for Prime.
I think it was, yeah. Like, I think.
But it's getting a cinema. It's getting a double release.
Is it at the cinema?
I don't know.
I doubt it's at the cinema.
Oh, right.
I think it's just come out on streaming.
Oh, right.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know.
I watched
Good luck getting many people go to the cinema when you can just watch it.
I know. Particularly a movie like
that. I went to the cinema yesterday.
Yes.
And watched Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Frozen cool. Empire.
How is it?
As you'd expect.
Yeah.
It's
all right. Fan service versus story.
It's a solid 6 out of 10. Like it's pretty much what you expect. It looks fantastic.
Right. All you can hope for in this day and age.
Yeah.
A solid you know, 6 out of 10.
It's not. It's not terrible. If you think about it too hard after you leave, you're like, I'll stop thinking about it now.
Right.
But generally fine. Yeah. Right. Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, g'day, guys. It's me, David Beckham.
Oh, jeez, he snuck up on me.
Oh,
wow.
Sorry, my Uber driver just dropped me off. I had to run in here. Sorry, I wouldn't have scared you.
Why are you using the Uber, Dave?
I'd like to support the Uber industry. They're struggling little battlers. I haven't looked into it. I don't know. But I just get the vibe that maybe Uber's like a little mar and par operation.
It's the taxi driver. Well,
that's what Big Taxi wants you to think. What Big Taxi wants you to think, Jason. Right. Don't be fooled by Big Taxi. I've been fooled by Big Taxi before.
Do you have shares in Uber?
No.
You don't?
No. Oh. I don't have shares in anything.
Don't you have shares?
Where do you keep your money?
Football team?
No, I don't own the football team. I don't have shares in the football team. I just hang out with the football team.
Right.
Yeah.
Just for good vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. I'm like a...
So he owns the people, like with friendship.
Yeah, I'm like an honorary owner, honorary shareholder.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I don't actually own any tangible shares in anything.
Right.
This sounds like a tax dodge.
Yeah.
Like it's like, I don't own anything, but you
Where
do
you keep just... your substantial fortune then?
As Carl has alluded to, technically I don't own a dime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been bankrupt since since I played for Manchester United.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had some. Yeah. So some pretty savvy business people in the Manchester United outfit.
Right.
Vicky owns everything.
Vicky's been broke since mid Spice Girls.
Right.
Yeah, the two of us got onto the same financial advice.
I see.
Yeah, we actually all get government allowances because we're struggling.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't understand the upkeep and the debt. Oh, it really takes its toll.
Mm.
Which is why I've always got to get out there and and try to
keep
raise awareness.
I saw you doing a mattress ad last night.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
David Beckham.
I love to sleep.
Just saw him on the end of a mattress bed and that was for, I can't even remember the brand because I was taken by the fact that you were sitting on the end of the bed.
That was the secret to my success.
On TV?
Yeah.
Just like an ad?
Yeah.
If I wasn't training football or playing football, I would sleep and dream about football.
Wow.
Yeah. If you can train your dreams, you can do a lot of the hard graft while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, some people do it with like hypnotic tapes stuff.
So you're just like planning it in there.
Yeah.
You wake up, you're ready to go.
And
it's
you can do
there.
Exercises.
And you sleep.
Oh, yeah. I never did one abdominal exercise in my life. I didn't do a crunch. I didn't do a sit up. I didn't do a mountain climber.
Wow.
I didn't do any of them, but I dreamt about it.
Just sleep abs.
And I'd wake up and I'd like, yeah. And all of a sudden, ooh, a two pack.
I've got a quote from you here.
A four pack.
It's Temper mattresses. And there's a big quote from you here.
Yeah. Really? What did I say?
Here you go.
He goes, oh, I'm not going to be able to read it. Oh, wait. There's me. This is, let me read it because it's in my voice and I said it. Quality sleep has always been essential for me as an athlete. This is just what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
And now as a father, husband, and business owner.
Well, hang on a minute.
What do you own?
I mean, that's in inverted commas. Right, okay. They didn't put the inverted commas in the quote, but I definitely did it when I said it.
You did the finger thing.
Yeah, he's saying that, but someone, his assistant's about to get fired.
I own the business of being bankrupt. I own that.
Right, right.
Okay. Because I admit to it.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I mean when I'm a business owner. Right. I own the business of being out of business.
Right, okay.
It helps me to be the best version of myself in every area of my life.
Wow.
Having slept on temper for many years, I'm excited to work alongside them and champion the incredible benefits that a great night's sleep can bring. And so that's what I do. See, I work alongside people.
Right.
For them. I don't work for them.
I see.
They don't work for me. We work alongside each other.
You're just like Jesus.
Essentially. There's speculation that maybe I am the second coming of his Lord and Savior.
Well,
it is
Good
Christ.
Friday. Yeah. Is that why you're here?
Oh, you, God, you're running seen away him for ages.
I'm reverse Jesus.
Right.
He dies on Good Friday. I reappear on Good Friday.
What happens at Easter? You disappear on Easter Sunday?
No, I eat chocolate.
Yeah.
Right. But you're doing that in the privacy of your own house.
Yeah, but live streaming it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, just in case.
Like anyone's interested. ASMR chocolate egg eating?
Yeah, some people in the world I wonder what Jamie Beckham's doing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to deprive them of that. So I live stream. I'm live streaming this now. So say hi to there's only 1.7 billion watching. That's pretty low for now. So no stress.
All right.
We got 1.7 billion watching right now?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, we don't even have cameras set up. He just comes with his own system attached to him.
But you're talking about movies, and I want to come in and do a David Beckham movie review. David Beckham movie review. If you don't know which movie to choose, just David Beckham's movie review.
Sweet Caroline.
No, it's not exactly. Look, obviously, I'm pretty time poor, so I don't get to see a lot of the current things. But every now and then I get to catch up on a movie. And so I finally saw Dwayne The Rock Johnson in his superhero movie,
Black Adam.
Oh. I got to tell you, people were a bit tepid on this one. Mm-hmm.
I would say more than tepid. People hated it.
I don't know what that people's problem is. I watched series two of Black Adam because people said that series one of Black Adam was not so good.
It was a movie.
I watched series two, and his comic timing, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is transformative. His status work and his comedy work, people don't understand this because he's like he's back in history and look,
no, this season Black two, Adder.
Yeah, no, that's it's Black Adam and
Black Adder.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was playing Black then. Adam as the when he's yeah season two and season three was also pretty good.
Yeah,
no,
I haven't got to season four yet.
No, it's a film.
Black Adam is an anti-hero movie from DC.
That's what I got from it. When I was watching, I was like, you got to dig deep through the humor. It's quite British as well. British.
What does The Rock look like in this TV
Nothing
show?
Nothing like you would expect it to look. That's what I'm saying. I can't believe he didn't get awards.
Right.
He didn't get awards for playing what is essentially a completely different looking and acting person than you would expect Dwayne The Rock Johnson
when,
to play.
Do you know when that show was made like more like 40 years ago?
Well,
so
I think
he would have been a little kid.
It's the magic of cinema, Carl. What they've done is they've CGI. Set it right. in a different era.
Right.
But it was made, I think when I was reading about it, it was made only a few years ago.
Was The Rock playing the titular character, Blackadder, or was he playing the bald offsider?
He was playing Black Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard to figure out why and how he is a superhero, what his superpowers, but I think his superpower is comedy.
Right.
Because I was laughing harder than I have ever laughed before. So anyone who's hating on Black Adam, give it a chance.
Right.
I'm going to go back and watch season one even check if it's as because people were hating on it, but maybe they were hating on all of it.
Well, so, Black Adder is a classic.
And Black Adam is a movie.
Yeah,
that got panned.
Yeah. It's cinematic. It's a cinematic experience.
Okay.
Black Adder is a snake, which is where I think you've got confused.
Right.
Because Obviously, Dwayne The Rock Johnson was a wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jake The Snake Roberts was a wrestler.
Right.
And you've gotten Jake The Snake Roberts mixed up with a Blackadder, mixed up with Black Adam, mixed up with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That makes sense.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is back for WrestleMania 40.
Is he?
Which is happening in a couple of weeks.
All right.
He's going to wrestle.
Is he?
Yeah. He's back. He's back in the trunks.
So many steroids.
And he's a heel at the moment.
Is he?
He's come back as a heel.
Oh, wow.
He was pretty nasty in season 3 of Black Adam.
Yeah. So have you seen season 4?
No, I'm going to watch it on the way home.
Well, season 4 is WrestleMania.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a turn.
Yeah.
And that's transformative again.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, I'll check it out. All right, I've got to get going.
All right.
I booked 7 Ubers just to support the industry.
No, there's really 7 cars outside.
Yeah, all right. See you later, guys.
Bye.
Say goodbye to the 1.7 billion.
Which car do you think he's going to get into?
None of them. He's just going to run beside them.
He did.
Yeah. They surround him as a protective barrier. And then he surfs on some of them occasionally.
Wow. Bless him.
I mean, yeah, he's gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
Dumb
as shit.
Now, I do.
I don't believe he's ever slept in a temper either.
Oh, I'm going to talk about.
Oh, yes.
Because I didn't talk about it last time. Because the last time I.
We were about to talk about it. Buckers came in.
Oh, yeah. So I just want to talk about my leg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Health update.
So your mysterious. Your bursa.
Yeah, my bursa. There wasn't a bursa.
Mm hmm. Also, we think.
Yeah. But, just stick a pin on that for a sec. So that episode when we were talking about it, which is the episode before the last one.
Jesus.
We were talking about mocha and it come from Yemen.
Yes.
Anyway, Pete of Peach Milk Meats.
Yes.
Is like, he paused the podcast and he sent me a message saying, I've just heard this. I'm just wondering where you're going to go. If you're going to go where I think it was. And I was like, we rarely go anywhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about bursa. So bursa is a place in Turkey, or Turkey, or however you say it.
Right.
You just say Turkey.
Oh, don't people say Turkey?
Turkey
now.
Do they?
Yeah. And it's spelled differently now.
Yeah.
This is it. This is my moment. I suddenly become an old man. And
no,
I refuse.
I'm
going to backtrack immediately because I am.
Turkey.
I've never been made aware of that. Although, now that I'm picturing the word, I do feel like I've seen
that. It's a
Y-E
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to educate myself. I'm going to have to.
Oh, good on you.
Because, you've
come 540.
I did come 540. Because I've spoken a little bit about how I'm still not 100% sure why we haven't just gone to calling countries what the people in that country call that country.
Yeah. We kind of are slowly. But
why don't we just blanket do it?
Yeah.
Why doesn't everyone? There should be a global. Now that we're a global community, essentially.
Yeah.
Just agree on the global names of and every country.
What do you guys call yourselves? Stacks. Yeah, we'll call it that.
That's what we'll call
the English
you.
Version.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
It.
We had a version because we didn't know any better. But now we've learned that this is what you call yourselves. We're going to call you that.
And why?
I feel like we're still dead naming countries.
Dead naming? Is that what you called it? Because I don't know how Turkey changed.
Mm.
You're doing the thing where I don't know how to say
it. Yeah, I don't know how to say it.
I don't know how to say a surname, so I give it the. I'll say it weird so I don't get in trouble.
I think it's Turkey.
Turkey.
We're going to have to educate ourselves.
But it was like.
We can't go through life going Turkey.
But it was like.
Turkey Jesus.
Ukrainian and in Ukraine, like everyone used to say Kiev, and it's like Kiev.
Kiev.
And everyone says Kiev now.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Chicken Kiev.
Anyway, I get my scans back and stuff, go see the doctor. And I said, and he's like, oh, I'm so glad you came in. I was going to call you. And I was like, I got my scan results. And he goes, they sent them to you. And I said, yeah. He goes, oh, did you have a look? I was like, yeah, I don't know what I'm looking at. They're literal, it's an ultrasound of flesh. I don't know what it is. I said, they did put little dots on the screen. I said, I'm guessing they were measuring something. There's this little lump there.
And the doctor's like, I'm sick of spoon feeding you people. Educate yourself.
Bridget's still got money on bursitis.
She hasn't given up hope.
She hasn't given up hope.
That she's going to be able to rub your face in it.
I talked to her about it. She's like, I've still got money on bursitis.
Yeah.
She's not giving up.
I did talk to her on Saturday because she was like, because when we were doing the thing here on Saturday night after the podcast, she saw it up and she's like, so how's your leg and stuff?
How's your bursitis?
So I will say there's a thickening of the bursa.
Oh!
But!
It feels like the doctors are going to do a full 540 on this one.
But it doesn't, like he moved my leg around and stuff like that. Yeah. And I've seen a physio, which I'll talk about in a sec.
You got a thick
and
boy.
She did something. She said, that's nothing. That's just the thing.
Right. Yeah, still. Second opinion.
And I was like, here's $50 for you, and here's $50 for you.
Sounds like there's definitely some bursar action going on. If it's not bursitis, it's bursitis adjacent. That's what I'm getting the vibe.
Anyway, he says, the doctors says, yeah, whenever they measure something, that's bad. And I'm like, oh. Mm. And I said, so it's bad? And he goes, yeah, it's bad. And yeah, I'm anyway, I've got, hang on.
But we just don't know how bad or what bad.
What's the diagnosis?
Calcific tendinosis.
Oh, that sounds exactly what I would have guessed. You've got milk on your tendons.
Yep. I've got little teeth in my tendons now.
Yeah, or stalactites or stalagmites.
So one of my, it's not my hip flexor, it's one of the muscles in my quad.
Right.
Which attaches up there. There's a calcification in there. And it's like it's big, like it's 1.7 by 1.1 centimeters, and it's like a dome.
Send them in there.
So if I put my thumb into there, I can find the little lump.
Right, yeah. You can find your lump.
Yeah, it's find
lump.
My lumps.
It's lump, it's lump, it's in his head.
Is the only way to fix this to shrink Jason and I down and send you inside you to destroy the calcification?
Yeah.
Well, is that the only answer?
You've saved me an awkward ask for, guys. yes, thank you.
Yes.
Finally.
Can I choose the vehicle that we go in with? Can it be like a spaceship from the garage here? We just shrink us down so we can go in like a toy.
Yeah, sure.
AT-AT or something like that.
Yeah, maybe take one of those little walker Star Wars. And then you trip over a tent. Oh, God. Horrible design flaw.
Carl's and Cole's going.
Spoiler alert, though. Only one of us is coming back.
Yeah.
The other one doesn't die. The other one just likes to.
It's like, this is awesome. Carl's body is the best.
Yeah. The gut health in here.
I'm
going to live forever.
I accidentally eject.
He gets a front row seat to a boy in his poop. The best show.
He sort of says, look, you've got this thing. We'll send you to a physio. And he says, then if that doesn't work, then you need to see a sports doctor.
Right.
And he goes, and sports doctors, good ones, because he says there's a lot of sham ones out there.
All right.
He says good ones are very expensive.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, okay. But
or
I also had
you
to
could
do...
just get a bit of sandpaper, go to town on a lump.
I could do that. I also had to do blood tests and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that happens every couple of years now. Yep. Everything's great.
You know what happened when I turned 50?
What?
I got a note from the government saying, time for a prostate check.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't send my prostate check.
Give you the poop.
You're going to get a kit.
Yeah, they said, your kit's on the way.
Oh, I never
but
came.
Bang on my birthday, sent me a note. But no, I have no, I'm catching my poop every day. And I've got nowhere to put it.
Oh, man. maybe it's like a reverse poop jogger situation. There's a jogger going around stealing people's poop kits.
Hey. Yeah, I never got my poop kit.
The poop kit thief.
Wow.
Someone's got a real collection of poop kits.
I go to the thing. All my things are good. My cholesterol is always the one that I'm worried about because that can be a little bit high sometimes. And last time I dropped it a lot and this time it's up a little bit. But he said, your HDL, like the good, so-called good cholesterol, has like dropped a lot.
Oh,
and he goes,
that's
weird. Yeah. And I was like, oh.
It's all gone into the calcification of your hip flexor.
But he said, look, and then he gets out and he plugs all my numbers into this calculator, like a cardiovascular.
And then it goes off, starts flashing red in the office.
And it's like door sealed out, airlocks. But he plugs that all in and it's like low to high, you know, green, yellow, orange, red.
Yeah.
And I'm like firmly in the green.
Yeah. Which is good.
That's great.
Oh, good, good.
Green, good.
And he goes, your blood pressure is so good.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and I don't know if you could see this in my blood work. He goes, and because you're so fit. And I'm like, I felt all good. And then I'm like, how do you know that? Because I'm wearing shorts? I don't know. Like it was a bit odd.
He's tested you. He can see.
I guess, yeah.
He's got the raw data.
You look like a fit man.
All right. I'll take that. Thanks, guys.
He could look at the numbers of a range of people and he could say this one's fit, this one's fit, and this one's fit.
Right.
This one's not.
Your numbers next to my numbers. He could tell different.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
He's seen the numbers.
All right. But he said, look, there's a chance in about 5 years you'll have to go on cholesterol meds.
Yeah.
Because he says this is clearly based on everything. And he's the only doctor that said this.
Cholesterol meds just like a spoonful of margarine?
Yeah, that special stuff with the phenols in it. He said he's the only doctor that's definitively said it's genetic. He's like, this is clearly genetic because everything else is so low. So there's probably, you know, it's not going to, you're never going to get it down to a point where.
It's your life, buddy.
Yeah. So in about 5 years, I'll probably have to go on some kind of medication. Or not.
Yeah, unless
fight it.
He bucks the system.
Unless your calcification grows to the point where it's more, you're more calcification than man.
Calcification.
Well, I've got to, because I said to him, is this, could this be connected? Because there's, if you've got heart issues and things like that, one of the tests they do, it's called a CAC test, and it's an anagram for like calcium atherosclerotic something. Yeah.
Of course it is.
And it looks at arterial stiffening, because calcium can lay down in the arteries and stiffen them, and that's where the problems, you get big problems.
Lazy calcium.
And he's like, oh no, good question. But no, that's a separate thing. This is a, like an acute thing.
Good question.
In one part. Yeah.
He's a star.
No, well, he's not. Like, I've had doctors before that are good doctors, but they don't indulge. He doesn't treat me like an idiot.
Kind of likes a chat.
I go, hey, is this a thing? And he goes, I've done my own research. It could be this. And yeah, so he's good.
Yeah.
I like him. Anyway, I go to see my physio.
He's playing you like a fiddle.
I love him. He's great. And he's funny. And he laughs when I say stuff.
Yeah. Is he a flat earther?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All doctors are. Because everyone falls off, gets injured, and has to go see the doctor. It's like a big business. They're the ones that made it flat.
Oh, I forgot when I mentioned my show before. Mm? Oh, there are moments in my show where I engage with the audience.
Oh, spoilers.
And I got a person up on stage. Guess who it was?
Bindi.
No.
Was it?
It's Cricket Update adjacent.
Oh, was that
Dirty Perko?
Dirty Perko?
Dirty Perko's wife.
Oh, what? Tracy Cornelius.
Yes.
And how did you, have you met her before?
I think I had in passing.
Because you taught her daughter.
I taught her daughter, and her daughter and her turned up to the show.
Wow.
And I got up on stage. She refused to say her name. She just called herself Mum on stage. Oh. But then after the show, I was like, of course, put two and two together. So I had a little cricket adjacent action at the show the other night.
Nice. So anyway, I go to the physio. She finds the lump, and it's like, oh my god! Like she's awesome, and she's just feeling around, and it's like a button. She presses it, and she's pushing it.
Your
in.
Leg goes up,
and I said, are you trying to break that up? Is that the treatment? She goes, yeah. And she said, if this doesn't work, like after about 2 months, you might be happy with where
leg.
We're at. Yeah. Or we go take the leg. Yeah. Or she said, then you need to go see someone. And she said, they'll put cortisone in it to break it up. Or they'll use shockwave therapy.
Oh, yeah.
To break
punch
it up. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm like, I don't want an injection. Like shockwave sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It's just a little guy.
Yeah.
Little short boxer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But she was pushing it really hard, and it was really weird because it's on the left side of my body. My left-hand side of the body would stay still, and when she pushed it hard, my whole right side of the body would go,
right.
But my left-hand side was just like limp. It's a very weird feeling.
Speaking of audience interaction, I can't remember. Forgive me if I've already told this on the podcast.
Yeah.
We were doing a show a few weeks ago, and Adam McKenzie was in the show. Good friend of the podcast.
Right.
And he was talking to the audience, and there were some kids in the front row. So he was engaging with the kids, and he was trying to set up a scene set in the 90s. So he was trying to gauge, you know, whether the kids would be, how far removed the kids were. So he said to one of the kids, he's talking to one of the kids, so what's your name? And he goes, and when were you born? And the kid, he must have been about 8 or 9 years old. He goes, I'm not willing to share that information with you.
Right? Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh.
That's
and
probably a thing
It was the funniest thing we've ever seen, this little fucker.
Wow.
Just about got a standing ovation. Like, he's just done his online training.
Yeah.
And he's fucking nailed it. At the first test, he's passed.
Yeah.
His parent and or guardian must have been very pleased. Suffice to say that line came up over and over again throughout the show. I'm not willing to share that information.
Oh my gosh.
I was born on the 1st of the 1st, 1900.
I read a story about a young woman who's suing her parents for putting her online as a kid, all the Instagram posts and all of that kind of stuff, like they didn't have her permission to use her image.
As so you don't.
Yeah, so like that's becoming a thing now where there's a backlash.
Got to be careful
of you know, Instagram parenting and stuff like that, where the child's grown up and said, why did you do this? You did all of this online, and so there's I'm not sure how the case is shaken out, but she's suing or they're suing their parents over being used in Instagram posts.
I've heard stuff not as extreme as that, as suing and stuff, but kids going after their parents and saying pull it down, or they're going in themselves and blurring themselves out of photos and things like that, because it's like you didn't have my permission.
Mm.
Mm.
And I don't want to be on there.
Well, I mean, it's good that the kids are learning agency over that kind of stuff as well. Yeah. I guess the last decade is like that's where it's all happened. So now that they're grown to at least, you know, 10 years into the process from maybe young child to older teen, that they've taken that agency and gone, okay, I'm in control of my own image and stuff, because that's not something that we ever had to deal with, really, like being in control of our own image.
I mean, it's weird as well because, you know, as actors and things,
yeah,
that's a weird thing because your image is your thing.
Yeah.
But it's, I guess it's almost like a version of that in a sense, like that is my identity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've posted the odd photos of kids and stuff like that, but I guess I'm not like a everyday, hey, look at my kid.
Documenting
like,
your life online.
Making
sort of
money off the kid as well.
Like I feel like, is it more of an issue if the parents are monetizing?
And
if it's like getting full traction, is that where it's more of an issue, or is it just the date? Is it just like,
yeah? I mean,
like
it may just come down to money. Like you monetize my childhood, and I've not seen a single cent of it. It's probably
feel like there's merit to that.
But there are also kids in photos now. Like they don't want to be, because they know their parents are going to put them online. Mm. They'll put their hand up in front of their face. Right. And they'll look away from the photo and stuff. And because
always ask permission.
Yeah.
Mm. Put it up there and hope for the best.
Just have a secret account and put your kids all over it.
Do a little fakey. A bit of controversy. Mm-hmm. Just watch this space, because a bit of potential hassle for our family. Bridget got an email yesterday, and she got an email from Vic Rhodes notifying her that a car has been registered in her name.
What?
Unbeknownst to her. Someone's registered a car in Bridget's name yesterday. She didn't see the email because she was at work all day yesterday.
Yeah.
She didn't see the email until the evening. She's like, what? And then she's gone onto the Vic Rhodes website, logged in. Sure enough, there's a car registered in her name. She doesn't know anything about it. And now it's Easter. She can't get onto Vic Rhodes someone's got all of Easter to go absolute batshit crazy in a car under Bridget's name. She doesn't know what she's going to do about it.
Oh, God.
Controversial.
I mean, I guess she has to contact police.
Yeah.
Just so there's a record of.
Yeah, you want to create a paper trail.
Has she done that at least this morning? Like someone?
I don't know. She's probably still in bed.
Yeah.
Having fitful dreams about
it. I think it's probably good to at least call the police and go, hey, this has happened just in case.
And I can't get onto Vic Rhodes.
So I'll keep you posted on how this eventuates. A little bit of weird identity theft.
Any update on, I mean, you've got a hassle right through your life. Any update on house stuff?
No. The still radio silence between us and the real estate agent.
Have they made you stay home anymore?
No.
For them?
And I can tell you, we're not going to be very accommodating.
No.
Sorry, busy that day.
Yeah.
Oh, are you coming? Are you sure?
Yeah.
So we'll see. Oh, look, it's a period of upheaval for me. My eldest daughter's moving interstate tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
To study. And then my second daughter is moving out a week after that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then a few weeks after that, I turn 50. And then we're probably going to have to move house. And Jesus Christ, 2024, the year of the schmozzle.
I'll
tell you what, if you get a poop kit on your birthday, I'm going to fucking wreck some shit.
I will definitely get a poop kit on my birthday.
Fucking wreck some shit.
You can go to the doctors and they'll give it to you.
I don't want any. My mailbox.
You want your proper one. Like a letter from
every
the
day
queen.
I'm catching my poops.
Yeah. Trapdoor.
Jesus.
Ow. Get it, guys. Hey.
Jackie.
I got you here just for the end of the podcast.
It's like a year since we've seen you.
I know.
I got
inspired.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You've been underground.
It's Good Friday.
Have you had anything to do with the recent stuff with Rick?
I cannot confirm or deny, but
he's going through the ringer.
He's going to have a lot of fun trying to.
Is the car you turned up to registered in Bridget's name?
It's not registered in my name. I can tell you that.
Sure.
But it is full of. He's full of poop kits.
Oh, hey, can I have one, please?
No, I don't know. I don't think any of them are for you.
Do you know anything about shockwave therapy, Jackie?
Do you want some?
I don't know.
I've got more of an experimental shockwave therapy.
Oh, okay.
Where it'll definitely get rid of the calcification,
but
it could also cause some mutation. Are you willing to take that risk?
Through the brain.
People hear mutation, they often think, I'm definitely going to be a superhero.
X-Men.
Yeah. But yes, it's very rare that mutation works out the way you want. Normally,
this is
like
Toxic Avengers kind of stuff.
But, I mean, you know.
He's still got super strength.
He got super strength and got the girl.
Yeah.
Normally it's inconsequential mutation as well, but just annoying. Like
your fingernails grow.
You get knuckles on your fingernails.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Where you're okay. Like, oh, maybe that's a superpower. Mm. It's not.
Yeah.
It's just like you've got knuckles on your fingernails.
Your fingernails grow at 3 times the rate, but they're 10 times as weak, so they just bend and buckle. They're,
yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You've
met him as a
breakable now, man.
Yeah.
He's a miserable.
Yeah.
He's a miserable man.
It's just like every time he clips them by the end of the day, he just can't pick anything up.
Yeah. And they're always at the length where they make a weird sound on the keyboard.
Yeah, and if you try to scratch yourself, you accidentally cut yourself.
Because they're thin but sharp. Yeah.
But stop distracting me, you lovable rogue.
Sorry.
Because I got to get down here because I've been watching Hot Ones.
Oh, yep.
And I love that show.
Yeah, it's great.
And I thought, surely I can use that sort of idea on you guys. So I'm going to test it on you guys.
Okay.
So I've got a hot sauce here for you guys.
Jason's happy. I'm unhappy.
Because I thought, you two are the perfect ones. Because like Jason's got he's very good at hot sauce. Carl's very poor. Whereas Carl is very good at trivia quizzes. And Jason is not as good, not as strong.
Yeah.
So I thought, what if we had a trivia quiz after we have hot sauce and we see whose superpower wins out? Will Carl be able to focus on his trivia skills while he's battling the pain of the hot sauce?
How many is it? 1.5 million Scoville.
It's less than
that. Okay.
It's less than, but I did get this one off Rick. Who is a fan of hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And he did say to me, this is the one hot sauce he struggles with.
Oh, no.
Of all the hot sauces he's ever had, this is the one where he has it. He's like, ooh.
Do we need to go prepare some drinks and chips and stuff like that?
I did realize, if you could head to my kitchen, maybe we need to pause. Just head into my little service area and grab something to have some hot sauce with.
Can I climb out of the pit?
I know, it's just through there. You don't have to get out of the pit. It's just, I've got a little service area. Yeah, through there.
There's a door.
It's near my book nook.
Yep.
Yeah. It's only got one book. It's David Beckham's autobiography.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right, such a great book.
Yeah.
BRB. We needed to stop for some reason. Now we're starting again. Okay. This is chips. I've got 2 glasses of water and a bowl for hot sauce.
Sorry, I just got interrupted. As you left to go out there, Rick showed me the hot sauce and I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I'm like, look at the bottom and it's 1.2 million Scovilles.
As I pointed out, that's less than 1.5 million Scovilles, isn't it?
But it's not.
It's over a million Scovilles.
Yeah,
it's 300,000 less. So you should be fine, Carl.
I'm not going to. I genuinely feel.
We've got to test you, Carl.
I feel really nervous and ill right now. Because last time.
I think you're just worried you're not going to win the trivia competition.
I'm not going to be able to do anything. Like last time, no shit, I was like fucking out of action for like a good hour or so afterwards. Because I think it was a New Year's Eve or something. And I remember sitting outside with my head resting on my arms.
Oh, Carl's got to drive home.
This is his shockwave therapy.
Fuck.
You might suffer, but by the end, your calcification will be gone.
It's so weird because I don't get, like, going on stage and doing things like that, I never got nervous doing that stuff. I feel really nervous.
Trust Dr. Jackie.
Like I'm about to take off in a plane on a very windy
shit. What is the name of the sauce? What are we dealing with
this
here?
This is called...
Fuck you, Carl.
Berry Bomb Chili Sauce.
It's very dark.
It is.
Like plum-colored kind of sauce.
Yes.
And did you get this from the IGA in your local the crazy hot sauces?
I went to Rick's IGA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he told me where to go.
Yeah.
He said, look, if you're looking for a hot sauce to really fuck Carl up.
I'd like to tell you where to go.
That's less Scovilles than the last one, but more powerful.
Because you did it right with the last one.
I mean, I just had a sniff of it. It's got plum notes.
There's plum notes. Mm. Don't get it in your nasal cavities there, Carl.
I did that so lightly.
All right. So let's.
So what do we do? Do we just dip the end of the chip in and go?
I'm going to have some too. So I'm on the journey. I'm only asking questions.
I will be interested to see how Jason goes because last time he took it, the weirdest reaction. My reaction was okay. This is going to kill Carl. But Jason just started hiccuping instantly.
Oh, yeah. That's how I know.
Sweat instantly.
Yeah. If it's a crazy hot sauce, I will hiccup. Like, this is all right.
Nah, it's not so bad.
All right, here we go.
Is that enough?
That's about what I've got.
Yeah. All right, the hot sauce is in.
Okay.
I reckon we're going to be okay. All right.
Oh, hello.
Right. How many time zones are there in Russia?
I'm going to say 4.
Higher. Take it in turns.
6.
Higher. Take it in.
7.
Higher.
8.
Higher.
10.
Higher.
13.
Lower.
12.
Oh, lower. Oh. 11. Carl's got it.
God damn it.
Even in pain, he's winning the trivia competition. What's the national flower of Japan?
Cherry blossom.
Oh, Carl, you're nailing this. Oh, come on, Jason. You've got a lift. Carl, have some more hot sauce. No, you're all right. I can see you're struggling. Oh. What is the national animal of Australia?
Kangaroo.
What Emu. Type?
Red.
Red kangaroo is correct. Well.
I also had more hot sauce.
How many days does it take for the Earth to...
365.
Oh, yes. Which of the following... I think this is making you stronger, Carl. Yeah,
because I'm close to death.
Carl's focusing.
Which of the following empires had no written language?
Mongols.
Incan, Aztec, Egyptian, Roman.
Incan.
Oh, yes, Carl. Until 1923, what was the Turkish city of Istanbul called?
Constantinople.
I'll call that a tie, just because you had a mouthful. You both knew that, but still, Carl is absolutely trouncing.
I'm telling you, he's super focused.
Yep. Okay, world geography.
Okay.
What country has the Turkey. Most islands in the world?
Philippines.
It's somewhere that Jason has
Indonesia.
Been.
Indonesia.
Nope.
Finland.
Closer.
Sweden.
Yes!
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
It's got 220,000.
I'm losing my edge. I gave me some more hot sauce.
What is the smallest country in the world?
Liechtenstein. The Vatican.
Oh, shit. Come on, you guys. What is the capital of Canada? Tricky one.
Ottawa. No.
Ontario.
No, Ottawa is correct. Yeah. Name
it's not me, it's my brain.
Name the largest, not highest, mountain range in the world.
Andes.
Oh, Carl, I think if you ever go on a quiz show, you should have hot sauce before you go on.
Sorry, what was it? I lost my headphones.
It doesn't matter. You would never have got it.
Andes? Yeah.
No, not Andy. He's a guy.
I said the Andes.
Yes.
I lost my headphone.
Where is the lowest natural place on planet Earth?
The trench. The
Mariana Trench.
I'm going to give that to Jason.
He didn't say it. He didn't say it. I'm fucking dying here.
He got the trench.
Oh my God, I'm so lightheaded.
We in the Cupboard Foundation just refer to the Mariana Trench as the trench. Because that's where, I mean, we've got a few offices down there. Okay, now we're going on to, let's go to pop culture and music. Okay.
I don't have teenage kids.
Where is Billie Eilish from?
America.
Whereabouts in America?
Los Angeles.
Yes! Oh, Jason.
This is not trivia.
What city do the Beatles come from?
Liverpool. Manchester.
Oh, it is Liverpool. You lose all your Beatles points. You're thinking of Oasis.
I am.
The new Beatles. The better Beatles. The Beatles that the Cupboard Foundation created from scratch.
Oh, ow. This is really hitting the back of my tongue now.
What is the all-time most streamed song on Spotify to date? Now, this is probably not current.
Don't Look Back in Anger.
So
no, it's
pre-Taylor Swift owning the world.
It's The Weeknd.
No, it's pre. I reckon it's probably just before The Weeknd took over everything.
I Will Always Love You.
No. This guy was on.
Bruno Mars
was on King of the World. No, even he was bigger than Bruno Mars.
Michael Jackson.
No, smaller than Michael Jackson, like literally and figuratively.
Cry Me a River.
No, bigger than Justin Timberlake and later than Justin Timberlake.
Bieber.
Later than Bieber, bigger than Bieber.
Yay, Jesus.
No,
God no.
More mainstream. He was everywhere.
It's gone
to Ricky Martin.
Every song he wrote was
Angels.
No.
Robbie Williams.
Closer. Right nationality.
England.
Although he gives off Irish vibes.
Harry Styles?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, the Shape of You.
The Shape of You is correct.
It's the only song of his I know. Oh, 17. Is that a song?
And
it's a number.
How many?
My palms are so wet.
How many keys does a classic piano have?
64.
52.
No. 50, 82.
54.
No. 64?
52.
82?
48.
129.
You knucklehead.
32.
Oh.
32.
I've never been happier than you guys not knowing how many keys on a piano. For some reason, 54. This makes me so happy.
What's a 40? Isn't it 40? Something? 47.
You probably talked 45. About this when you did this episode. You probably did episode this. That's how many keys there are on a keyboard.
88.
Yes!
I said 84.
You did. You said everything but 88. Oh, that made me so happy.
I need to sleep.
A final question of this quiz.
Okay.
Which famous American pop band was originally called Ciara's Flowers?
The Eagles. Nirvana.
I know this.
They're more modern.
I know this.
Pearl Jam.
They're sort of, they're not in the same category as Nickelback in terms of how, but they're kind of looked down upon. 60 in the
seconds
same
to
kind
Mars. 30 seconds to Mars.
No, but yeah, in between.
Five Sauce.
Maroon 5.
Yes.
God damn it.
There were so many bands named then that had numbers in them. 30 seconds, Five Sauce. Well done, everyone.
Well, I think Carl's superpower is hot sauce.
He did start to lose it towards the end. Couldn't even remember how many keys on a keyboard.
My body's just like, I feel like I've run a marathon. I feel like I've played a very hard game of sport.
I mean, we were re-dipping. We re-dipped three times during that.
I think there's something in this. I think probably in future, what I would do.
We can solve the world's problems.
Because I'm thinking, how can I make this a trivia, a real, you know, real gripping trivia? You know, I'll probably release it as a YouTube channel through the Cupboard Foundation. But I reckon every time you get a question right, you got to re-dip. And it's a half-hour show, and by the end, someone is just more hot sauce than person.
What I found, when we've had the weaker hot sauces, I've sweated and stuff.
Yeah.
When they're the hot ones like this, I don't sweat. My body's just like, nah.
It's sweating.
Just, we need to preserve everything.
I'm sweating right on the bald spot on my top of my head.
Like I'm not sweaty on the back of the neck.
No.
My
forehead is dry. The top of my bald spot, sweating.
You didn't hiccup either. I don't know. I don't know if I just didn't take as much as I took the first time. Yeah.
It's good. I didn't want to kill you, Carl.
Like the Scoville difference, it also might be the way the different things affect different people differently. Because that first one was much worse than that. But this is, I'm losing language. My words.
Anyway, thank you. Now.
Yeah. I know. I'll give you one more question just to see if Carl's really, how bad Carl's struggling. Name the best-selling book series of the
21st century.
Twilight.
Oh, Carl's still got the edge. All right. One last chance. Which famous graffiti artist comes from Bristol?
Banksy.
Oh, all right. We evened up.
All right.
Good. All right. Anyway, thank you for helping me on my quest to come up with the perfect trivia show. I think hot trivia is going to, it's got legs.
I think I've just found the cheapest drug in the world. Like, I feel like I'm on drugs. I don't know what drug, but a drug.
Endorphins.
Yeah. This is a little bit like, without the pain, like a flow state at the end, like of a very short, extreme flow state. Afterwards, it's like all the things all at once.
It's
like,
good.
But not as calm. I'm more angry when that happens. So.
I've got chili dancing right at the back of my throat, right on my tonsils.
Really? Oh. I don't have that. My tongue is burning.
No.
And I feel real, right. I feel real zen.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys. Thanks for coming.
No.
You can make your way out. Take a free souvenir, a tote bag, a hot trivia tote bag.
Thank you.
And when the first episode comes out, I'll let you know. I might need to do some more trials, in which case I might need to find a hotter hot sauce.
No.
You're almost too good at that, Carl. All right. See you later. Nice seeing you again.
Okay. Bye.
Well done, Carl.
Thanks.
Try to jump in your ear, but I just needed to put something on my tongue. Yeah. Rick, don't do that. Rick, don't do that.
Shit.
I just wanted to see how the hot sauce was for you guys.
Yeah.
That's a lot. You took a lot.
Maybe
I didn't take enough. I did the first one, I took a fair amount.
No, it's good. You do have to drive soon, Carl. So we needed to walk a fine line where we pushed you, but we didn't destroy you.
I think it's burning the roof of my mouth. Like, I feel like I'm going to get an ulcer, like a blister.
I'm going to go to the dentist in an hour and a half.
And he's going to say, there's like, flames in your mouth.
What's wrong with the back of
your throat? I'm putting my tools into your mouth and they're melting. What's happening?
Well, thanks for tuning in to this episode of How About This? That's right. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
If you're around on the 1st of April, come on down, 7 p.m. at the Butterfly Club for Don't Go Jason Waterfalls. I could use the patronage. The other shows are booking well, but there's still room, so please come down and catch the show. Only three opportunities left. Murder Village, you can catch either Rick or I in it most nights.
Yep, Kit Kat Prov, you can catch me in Friday, Saturday nights at the Town Hall. Improvised Shakespeare, you can catch me at Trades Hall sporadically throughout the evening. Check my socials to find out when I'm playing that.
Same on mine. My socials have my Murder Village dates.
Shakespeare Ghostbusters, you can catch me in. And also Unlikely Friends. Jason and I are appearing on Saturday the 6th. Damien Callinan's got a show where we play historical figures.
Yeah, and then Sunday the 7th, a group of people do a improv show. The cast of Thank God You're Here are going to do a show.
And you can see the Boy and His Poop special Ring of Fire edition tonight.
Oh, these are the ones we pay money for. Yeah. So pretty much what I'm hearing is if you don't accidentally see us at the comedy festivals, it's a miracle.
Yeah.
If you just
if you go, you will see
us. If you go and see a show, chances are Jason or I will be in one of them.
Yeah.
And I'll be on the street somewhere doing my thing.
Yeah. Doing anything.
Yeah.
He'll be in bed at 7 p.m. All right. Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
Festival My Comedy, Hooly Doolies.